This is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we have special guests and special friends, Nyesha Gibbs and Mary Dines, and they are going to talk about the great work of Duchess Outreach.
So let's say good morning to Nyesha Gibbs. Hi, yeah. Nyesha, how you been?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad for an old guy. And Mary Dines. Hi, Mary.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon. Morning.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's morning. Anyway,
it's morning. Yeah.
Let's first tell the folks at home, before we get into your very special coat drive that's coming up, let's tell the folks at home, what exactly is Duchess Outreach?
So I will take that question. So Duchess Outreach is a local nonprofit organization in Dutchess County, and we celebrate it 50 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But it is the largest access and provider of nutritionally dense food and food in general to our community. We have several programs that we run just to help people with no questions asked, no judgment zone, restoration of dignity, all of those wonderful, wonderful things that our community needs to be uplifted.
You know, Nyesha, what you say is so important. I mean, I grew up in the New York City housing projects. It was all the poor working class people. And quite frankly, every family there was maybe one or two lost paychecks away from homelessness. It was, you know, the bills didn't run out, but the paycheck did. And at one time, everybody, you know, needed a helping hand. And the point that you make is so important, not to rob someone of their dignity, because any one of us could end up needing a helping hand.
Oh, yeah.
And when you say nutritional rich food, is it that you run a food bank or you have hot lunches or both? How does that work?
So we have a little bit of a lot of things. So we have our lunchbox where we do a hot meal two times a day, Monday through Friday, and brunch on Sunday. And anyone can come in there and get a hot meal. We have two wonderful chefs that are there preparing those nutritious meals. We also have our food pantry where people can come Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and pick up groceries. They can come every 2 weeks, and they are... again, no questions asked. I mean, we do need to record some data, but there's, a judgment-free zone. And the food pantry is beautifully set up like a little supermarket. People can come in with their little shopping carts and shop around and get the items that they need. And we get several donations from farms and school groups and civic organizations. And we also have our farm stand where we get food from the Regional Food Bank of Northeastern New York. And that's every third Friday. And we distribute fresh produce. Sometimes we get dairy and other items. And we see upwards of 150 to 200 people.
Wow, that's Saturday. Quite a lot.
Is that on a day or is that for the entire week?
It's monthly, so it's every third Friday.
Anyone
can come and get that food in the city of Poughkeepsie.
And what is the location that people come to for either the hot meal or the food bank?
Or the brunch.
So for the hot meal and for brunch and for the food pantry, they would go to 29 North Hamilton Street and go to the garden wing and just or ask anyone where the lunchbox or the food pantry is. And then for the farm stand, we are at 272 Main Street. Distribution begins at 9 a.m. and it's the third Friday of every month.
And both those addresses are in Poughkeepsie, right?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, folks at home, get a pencil and paper because we'll have our great guest, Nyesha Gibbs, repeat that later on in the show, along with their website. So how long have Duchess Outreach been reaching out to people?
50 years.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
In your professional opinion, and by all means, Mary Dines, you know, you can roll in on this too. Has the need for your kind of services increased as the economy has sort of gone south?
Absolutely.
I mean, depending on who you talk to, either the economy's better or it's not. And I don't know who to believe anymore. But, you know, have you seen an increase in need for your services?
Absolutely. I started at Duchess Outreach about 7 years ago. So I was there through, pre-pandemic, through the pandemic, and then post-pandemic. And so, yes, we've absolutely seen our numbers increase. I'll let Mary talk about it from the coat drive perspective, but definitely we've seen our numbers increase for people with people coming in to get food, people coming in to get hot meals, and definitely people coming to the farm stand.
So what Mary, yeah, go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, I was gonna say Mary too. What about coats? Because I know I've been our Pleasant Valley Rotary Club's and been involved with the coat giveaway for I don't know how many years
now. Now that the weather's turning a little cooler, everyone's thinking about a nice warm coat for the winter, especially for the young ones. So Mary, what's the coat drive all about?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was speaking to one of the gentlemen at the Third Friday Farm Stand last month, and he was expressing to me the hope that next month when we do our farm stand, he'll be able to find a nice warm coat for himself.
Yeah.
The demand is very high. You know, it's really, it's like when you're trying to stretch your paycheck, it's probably the last thing you think about is spending money on a new coat. You know, so the demand is very high for not only coats, but hats, scarves, gloves, you know, all the things that help keep us warm in the wintertime. And our coat drive is...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but socks. That's what I hear all the time when people... One of the things they want the most are socks, you know, so...
You know, there's a company that called Bombas that my wife buys socks from for me, and for every purchase, for every pair you purchase, they donate a pair. That's a kind of corporate responsibility you'd like to see.
Yes.
So the coat drive's coming up.
I've given Bombas out for Christmas because of that very reason.
Oh, yeah?
You know?
Yes.
So the coat drive is coming up, and Red Hook Rotary and many other Rotary clubs are participating in the coat drive. And why don't you tell folks at home how they can donate coats if their kids have outgrown coats or they've got a coat that, you know, what kind of condition you want it in, and then how they can donate it and how people in need can pick them up.
Any Ulster Savings Bank is collecting until the end of the year. And Mid-Hudson Subaru is also collecting till the end of the year.
Yes, because I remember going to the Subaru dealer a couple of years ago back. Gosh, it was, I want to say it was Christmas time or after, or January even, I was still going to storage units and collecting coats. So that was wonderful. Yep. People were still thinking about others, you know, after the holidays even too. So,
and what kind of condition do you want the coats in? No, it's all right.
They can be gently used or new, but they should be, you know, clean and in decent condition that somebody is going to be feeling like they're respected when they receive it.
And do you want
that's all we ask.
You want folks to wash them and dry clean them first before they bring them to you?
Preferably, that would be very nice.
You know, I have to tell you something. We go, just people to for an FYI, we go to our dry cleaners here in Pleasant Valley, and he always gives us wonderful coats that he's had sitting there for 6 months or so that no one has picked up. And so now he's donating them to, you know, our coat giveaway because, you know, he doesn't want to have them anymore. So.
And we're going to find out more about the great work of Dutchess Outreach, especially their coat drive, after Kathy Kruger tells us who keeps us warm and comfortable by being our sponsors this week.
Well, Jonah Radio Rotary, sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Rise Online Marketing Strategies, Art by Trebe at Etsy, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We'll be back with more Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Allison, the artist behind Art by Trebe on Etsy. I create original landscapes and floral paintings. If you're looking for vibrant artwork to brighten your walls, reading cards to spread a little joy, and beautiful vinyl stickers to decorate your space, visit etsy.com/shop/ArtByTreb. That's Art by Trebe on Etsy. Bring home something beautiful today.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
You're listening to Radio Rotary on the Hudson Valley's talk and sports network, The Beacon.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rohde. This is Jonah Treeboiser. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, and she's going to introduce our two terrific guests. Kathy?
Hey, Jonah, we've had these lovely ladies on before, and they are wonderful guests. We have Naisha Gibbs and Mary Dines, and they have been talking about the great work of Duchess Outreach and the upcoming coat giveaway. So, yeah, fill us in. There's lots to talk about.
So, Mary Dines, welcome back for part two of Radio Rohde.
Thank you.
And Naisha Gibbs, welcome back.
Thank you.
So for those who may have tuned in late, give us an overview again of what Duchess Outreach is all about.
So Duchess Outreach is in Dutchess County, and it is the largest provider of food and access to nutritionally dense food. It is located in the city of Poughkeepsie, and we celebrated 50 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We're super excited about that. And we have just a plethora of programs just to help uplift the community. And one of the ones that we are particularly speaking about today is our Susan DeCuclia Memorial Coat Drive.
And who was Susan DeCuclia?
I know she was, and I'll defer to Mary because I know Mary knew Ms. DeCuclia.
Oh, she
so
did.
Mary?
Yes. Susan was a retired IBMer, and she pretty much organized the coat drive for many years. And shortly before she passed away, I became her shadow, mm-hmm. and she mentored me in this, and I've been running it since that time.
Well, how many years is this, yeah. Mary? Yeah, how many years?
Gosh, I think it's about 15.
Yeah, because I've known you forever, it seems like. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're collecting or have collected coats of all sizes, adults, children, et cetera, gently used coats that anyone else would be proud to wear. And I understand there are still some collection points open in November. Where would that be?
That would be any Elster Savings Bank, either in Dutchess County or across the river, and mm-hmm. Mid-Hudson Subaru.
And I understand it's going to be a special day that you're going to sort the coats out by size and color and everything. What's that all about?
So, yes, I'll take that one. So on Saturday, November 9th at Our Lady of Lourdes, we will have our coat sort. And there are three shifts, 9 a.m. to noon, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., or you can be there for the whole day with us from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you would sign up to volunteer by visiting our website, duchessoutreach.org, and you would click on volunteer, and you will see our annual coat sort, and you'll be able to self-register and self-select the
shift. Give us the website one more time, Naisha.
That's duchessoutreach.org, and we are looking for volunteers to help us sort these coats so that we can, one, fill orders for various agencies that have requested coats, and two, that we can distribute coats to our various coat distribution sites so that they can give away coats.
And that'll be at Our Lady of Lourdes in Poughkeepsie, right?
Yes, Our Lady of Lourdes.
And will the distribution points also be on the website?
Yes. Once we get them finalized, they will be listed on the website.
All right. So give us that website one more time.
The website is duchessoutreach.org, and you click on volunteer, and then you can see how you can self-register. Or you can go to the website and see duchessoutreach.org and click on upcoming events, and you'll see all the information about our coat drive.
And folks, home, get a pencil and paper, because our great guest, Naisha Gibbs, and Mary Dines will repeat that later in the program. Kathy.
Naisha, I have a quick question, or Mary, either one. When I've received coats from Pleasant Valley Rotary, because we give them away, and actually our date, I'll splurt it out, is November 16th at the Methodist Church here in Pleasant Valley. We've actually had so many coats given to us that were packaged with tags on them that have never been used. Do you have companies that also donate coats to you? Or I'm just shocked at the brand new coats that we get that are just beautiful.
Yes, we do. We get, we have a grant from the Dyson Foundation, and we are able to purchase some coats. We also get some anonymous donations. We also This year, we also received another donation from the Tannenbaum Foundation. So that is how we are able to get some of those new coats. And I know the idea behind all of this is just to make sure that people aren't choosing between, you know, paying their rent or purchasing food, and that they're able to just get a new or gently used coat.
Yeah.
Now, when people come to the various distribution sites, the coat drive, which will be on your website, which again, Naisha is?
DutchessOutreach.org.
Do they have to bring any proof of being on public assistance or, you know, what their finances are? Or is it just have a coat, welcome to it?
This is a judgment-free zone, and you just come in, and the coats are, especially the ones that are done at our free farm stand, which is at the third on the third Friday of each month. And so starting in November, we will be distributing coats at 272 Main Street. But Mary and her team, they set up the coats on racks. They try to put them by gender or size order, and people can just come in and choose their coats after they get their food. And all of that information will be on our website, which is DutchessOutreach.org.
All right. And that's that farm stands in Poughkeepsie, right?
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And Jonah, when she says they are judgment free, I know in Pleasant Valley, what we do too is we ask people when they come in if they would just tell us how many coats they took with them. And we don't care how many coats they take. It's just so that for like next year, I can have a rough idea of what to ask Mary for and Naisha for Pleasant Valley, because I have that statistics from the year before. But again, it's no names, no, like she said, no judgments, nothing. Take what you need. You know,
so Mary Dines, let me ask you a question. How many coats do you distribute in an average November? How many people
thousands.
Are being kept? Thousands.
Yes.
Thousands.
That's wonderful. That's
terrific. And I could just mention a couple of the locations that are going to be giving away coats in November. So far we have Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fishkill is going to be on Saturday, November 16th. Pleasant Valley United Methodist Church is going to be November 16th. We're doing the Dutchess Outreach Free Farm Stand on November 15th. That's the third Friday. It's early this month. And the Northeast Community Center in Millerton is giving away coats on November 16th. And then Hyde Park United Methodist Church on November 23rd. And all that information is on DutchessOutreach.org as soon as we finalize the times for that.
You know, folks, hit on pencil and paper. I will have Mary repeat those. And you can also look when you're driving around or walking around. You're going to see signs from Rotary that tell you where the coat drive is going to be and where the distributors are going to be, where the Rotarians are getting involved. And, you know, speaking of getting involved, we're going to find out how more involved Naisha and Mary are with helping their neighbors right after these important messages. So stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at HudsonRiverHousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Radio Rotary on the Hudson Valley's talk and sports network, The Beacon.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Volunteerism. It sounds like a made-up word, but it's not. It means supporting community service or nonprofit organizations in your neighborhood. And recent studies show that volunteerism is way down across America. In fact, less than 12% of the people in New York State support these organizations in their community, either financially or by being an active member. Plus, the COVID pandemic really hurt membership growth because now people think it's okay to just stay home and do nothing. You hear us talk about these kind of organizations frequently because there are many people depending on the services that they provide. But nonprofits cannot do what they do without great people to make it happen. The people who are supporting nonprofits and charities these days are generally older, the kind of people who really know what being part of a strong community means. But these groups need younger people, people under 50 years old, with the same passion and energy to come in and help keep them providing the services they offer to neighbors in need. What could you do to make someone else's life better? It doesn't take much. Just a few hours a week can make a big difference. There's hundreds of ways you can support your community through animal and family shelters, food banks, fire departments, support for seniors, and more. Just pick one, an organization or group you believe in, and help strengthen your neighborhood. Make this the year you begin volunteering with a nonprofit or charity and learn the satisfaction of giving back to your community.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treboise, and with me is our co-host and producer, the fantastic Kathy Kruger. And the job of the producer, besides trying to keep me in line, which is well nigh impossible, is to book great guests. And Kathy's outdone herself. Kathy, tell us about our guests.
Yes. Oh, Jonah, we have Naisha Gibbs and Mary Dines. And, you know, I've known them for many, Naisha for, you know, like 7 years, I think. And Mary, I've known for a lot longer, at least 15, what I can think of, because I want her to mention again the woman that started this coat giveaway. And I think the reason that we got involved with it too, because not only because it's a wonderful program, is my husband still works for IBM. And I am sure through the grapevine, he heard when, because IBM makes, you know, wants you to be involved with community service. So he had initially heard all about this when he worked at IBM. So, you know, we just got involved doing this coat giveaway. So,
you know, everybody at home, everybody at home, go through your closets and look for coats that your kids have outgrown or coats that you don't want anymore. And Mary Dine's going to tell us where you can drop them off in November. Mary?
You can drop your coats at any Ulster Savings Bank, either side of the river, or at Mid-Hudson Subaru. And we will be continuing to give coats away through the end of the year. And Ulster Savings is collecting through the end of the year.
All right. And some of the giveaway dates and locations are what?
Okay. On November 16th, we're giving away, that's a Saturday, we're giving away coats at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Fishkill, Pleasant Valley United Methodist Church in Pleasant Valley, and Northeast Community Center in Millerton. And on November 23rd, we're going to be giving away coats at the United Methodist Church in Hyde Park. And on November 15th, third Friday of November, and December 20th, the third Friday of December, we'll be giving away coats at the Dutchess Outreach Free Farm Stand at 272 Main Street in Poughkeepsie. And that is from 9 to 11. All of this information is available on, will be available at the Dutchess Outreach website, dutchessoutreach.org, shortly.
Okay, so get a pencil and paper, folks, but I'll be sure that Naisha and Mary repeat that before the end of the program. Kathy!
Yes, and Mary, and I'm sure we want to remind people that we want gently used, much loved coats that, that are donated to the people that are going to be receiving these coats. And because it, you know, it is, it's lovely to give a nice coat, not a coat that's not in good shape, but a coat that is, that you're going to be proud that somebody's wearing.
And speaking of nice coats, like, yeah, go ahead, Mary.
I'd like to just make a plug for extra larges too. We always have a need for really big coats.
Yes.
All right. And but also children's sizes. There's nothing more rewarding as a Rotarian for me to be there at the food bank in Red Hook when the coats are on the racks and little kids come up and get a brand new coat for school. Nothing more rewarding. Yeah. And speaking of Red Hook, we have a member in Red Hook who said that she has several fur coats in her closet that she doesn't wear anymore, and she's thinking of donating them. So listen, folks, you may luck out. You may get a really nice, you know, old-fashioned fur coat. Yeah. So, Naisha, we are coming up on Thanksgiving, and after that, the December holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. You were telling us before about the meal services that you folks offer. Are you going to offer a special Thanksgiving dinner later this month?
So, no, we're not doing a special Thanksgiving dinner. I do know that we have several families that we have identified that will give them Thanksgiving baskets.
Oh, great.
But we will continue to serve our hot meals. I do know that we are not open on Thanksgiving, but we will make sure that food is sent over to the location where the unhoused people are staying so that they can get a meal.
Yeah. And for those who may have tuned it late, why don't you give us again the location and times and dates of when you do offer meal services, especially the brunch, which sounds delicious.
Absolutely. So our lunchbox offers two hot meals per day, Monday through Friday, and they offer brunch on Sunday. And it's located at 29 North Hamilton Street in the Garden Wing, no questions asked. And that information is also on our website, as well as people can come and get food from our food pantry every 2 weeks. Restoration of Dignity model, where you will walk around our food pantry with the supermarket, just as you would in a regular supermarket. And when you go to check out, a wonderful volunteer will bag up your groceries for free, and you'll walk out and enjoy the food that's given to you. It's the food that you selected. It's 29 North Hamilton Street in the Garden Wing, and that information too is on our website.
And that's in Poughkeepsie, right?
Yes.
The Queen City of Poughkeepsie. All right. Yes. So let's get back to the coat dryer for a minute, Mary. You've said that you've given out thousands of coats, helping thousands of people. What got you interested in this kind of work?
Well, I've been volunteering with Dutchess Outreach for probably a little more than 30 years. But I grew up in Jersey City in a housing project, and I benefited from other people who were generous, you know, to my family.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Now I'm in a position to do the other end of it.
Right, right. Well, as I said, I'm a son of the project, too. And Aisha, what got you interested in this kind of work?
So I grew up in East New York, Brooklyn, although it was not a housing project. It was definitely surrounded by those. Our apartment buildings were surrounded by the housing projects. And I feel like it's just in my blood. I watched my mother be able to give back to the community. We benefited from things that we've received in the community. So I feel like all of us have that same story, and it's just us giving back. You know, it's not hard work. I like to say it's heart work. And if we dig back a little bit into our past and the things that have brought us along and got us to where we are, it makes it easy to want to give and to want to be of service.
Can I tell a quick story, Jonah?
Sure.
Just because about giving back. What touched us last year when we were giving away the coats in Pleasant Valley is we had a family that actually came all the way down from Kingston, and they had three kids with them. And the family walked in and they all took off their coats, the mother and the father and the three children, and they had all just washed them, and the coats looked absolutely lovely. But what they do on a yearly basis is they return the coats that they got the year before, and then they trade them in for a coat of their size this year. And I just thought that was just the sweetest thing, you know, to do. And it just shows you how much it means to people.
So in the minute we have left, Naisha, please give us the website again. And Mary, give us the dates that they're going to pick up coats in November and the distribution dates.
So
Naisha, what's the website?
The website is DutchessOutreach.org. And when you visit that, you're going to look for two things. You're going to look to volunteer with us. So you're going to look under volunteer. And then the second one, you're going to look for our upcoming events, and you'll see the Susan DeCuclia Memorial Coat Drive.
And Mary, where can people pick up coats if they need them?
Okay, so November 16th, Fishkill, Our Savior Lutheran Church, and the 16th is Pleasant Valley United Methodist Church and Northeast Community Center. And on November 23rd is Hyde Park United Methodist Church. We have the Dutchess Outreach Farm Stand on November 15th, which is the third Friday, and December 20th, which is the third Friday. And we also will be distributing coats to organizations who make requests as part of the coat sort in the afternoon on November, what is that, Naisha, the 8th?
9th.
On November 9th, yes.
Naisha Gibbs and Mary Dines, thank you for everything you do to make life more pleasant for our neighbors. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you both so much.
It's our pleasure.
Yes, and congratulations on your 800th show.
Well, thank you.
And your 50
thank you very
years.
Much. Right. And who do we have to congratulate Kathy for having the good taste to sponsor Radio Rotary this week?
Oh, Jonah, Radio Rotary is sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation, Norman Staff, Living, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner, this is Jonah Treeboise thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotary.org.